Good morning, my friends. This is Hector Prieto calling, and today for the podcast for Vitarium Coaching, and I welcome you all, listeners, for giving me your ear, lending me your ear for a few minutes, and to what I would have to say today. And I sincerely hope that the message that I have for this morning is something that will benefit you, or at least get you on reflecting on what life and life coaching can do for you, and the many instances that we have things happen to us that are unexpected. In addition to my podcast, if you do not know, I also have a blog in which I write about different issues that pertain to coaching and things that come to my mind that I think would be of benefit to the people that care to read about them. And in that blog, there's also writings from other people, of course, other persuasions, other perspectives, other points of view. And like opinions, they vary and they have a different meaning, because meaning is created by the individual. And I wrote a piece, I responded to something which I didn't agree with what the person had written. And I got a response from a third party, criticizing openly or disagreeing with what I had said. And to begin with, this, well, first of all, this, I believe, is something that person had no business in responding, because I was talking or referring, directing my dialogue to the person who wrote the article. It wasn't a third party's business to come in and defend the other person, so to speak. And we started I guess what he would call an argument back and forth, on different points of view. And he got personal, and I made him know that he got personal. Well, in the end, he apologized for making it personal. He admitted that he had made it personal. The interactions, the point that I want to talk about today is the interactions with people. There are many instances that in order to be successful, we have to keep the personal away. Although it is difficult, because we have our own points of view that are ingrained in our psyche, in our consciousness, by the experiences that we have throughout life. It is very difficult to make things and issues non-personal. The ability to think critically is what would help us make things not personal. Most of our responses are spur of the moment, in which we are basically thinking about the problem in terms of how we think about the problem, and want to respond to the person without even really listening, hearing, or reading what the other person has to say. And I believe this happened throughout the exchange on both sides. I admit that I personally also was involved in a matter that took things personal. The reality is that in today's world, we have a divided world, especially when it comes to things that are happening at such a fast response rate. Things are happening too fast for people to be able to respond adequately to things. There's a lot of emotions involved. There's a lot of manipulation by the media and other sources upon our way of thinking, and we're falling into the trap. We're falling into the trap of believing or disbelieving the issues that are out there. But in day-to-day life, the reality is that we cannot experience more far away from what our five senses allow us to perceive the world in which we live. And this perception becomes our reality. So we have to be careful with what's going out there, because we, in reality, do not know what is real, what is authentic, from what is inauthentic, what is a falsehood.
So we have to be treading carefully and make sure that the steps that we take are upon solid ground. Otherwise, we risk creating the conflict where no conflict should exist. For those of us who have our personal beliefs and belief in I would say, the Western Christian, Judeo-Christian way of thinking, we must learn to find out where the common ground can be found with other people. Otherwise, we will engage in never-ending discussions because our Western views are not held by everybody. There's a greater world out there. So we must be respectful of what the other individual thinks. Now, with that said, you know, there are some common areas that are common to being human. And again, those are the things that I talked about earlier in my podcast about the six human needs, the triad of emotions, the crazy eight. I mean, as human beings, we feel these things. We perceive these things. We all strive to do the best that we can with what the information that we have at the time. Sometimes our decisions are not the best. Sometimes there are better and improved decisions. And usually these will lead us to actions, and the actions will reflect results that are either wanted, unwanted, or as close to what we want or far away from what we want as we initially intended. So with this said, I hope this have not confused you. I know it's been a topic that's not necessarily following any linear order. It's just thoughts that I had based on the reflection that was provoked in me by having this interchange of words with this person. And the reality is, I wish everybody well. I don't harbor any ill will towards anybody. And I hope that, you know, this message will help you understand that sometimes when somebody challenges you or says something that you don't believe, it is not necessarily going against you, but it's based on how that person perceives his world and the world around him. So my friends, this is a podcast for today. I hope it's been helpful, and I'll see you or hear you in the next podcast. Take care. God bless.